DW.
Fish stocks on Lake Victoria, shared by Uganda and Tanzania, have been on the decline over the past two decades. By 2004, fisheries had stagnated with little likelihood to increase their catch. With increase in human population, fishermen around the lakes resorted to illegal fishing practices like fish poisoning using chemicals. The poisoning, together with the illegal gear, led to indiscriminate fishing. Fish-dependent communities have mostly been affected by the harmful fishing practices. Joseph Wandira lives near Lake Kyoga, one of the lakes whose fish is almost depleted.
They are using any kind of gear to trap any fish, including the smallest size fish. And what is annoying is that when they eventually bring it on land and they find that there is nothing they can use it for, they dump it, throw it to pigs to eat. So if nothing is done, there is going to be a problem. 5,000 tons is being lost, so we are losing a lot, and the fisheries resource is going to the dogs if nothing is done.
Finding a solution to the declining fish stocks is one of the biggest challenges for Uganda and Kenya. Hundreds of Ugandan soldiers are currently deployed on rivers and lakes to curb illegal fishing practices. First, with the declining fish stocks, Kenya and Uganda sought Chinese expertise. The Chinese experts suggested cage fish farming in the lakes and rivers as an alternative to traditional fisheries. Under this technology, metal cages are suspended in water where fish are raised until they are ready for consumption. Dr. Guto Hwayo Richard is a fish biology and ecology specialist with Uganda's National Fisheries Resource Research Institute and the lead cage fish researcher in Uganda. He is one of the scientists behind the project promoting environmentally and socially acceptable cage aquaculture.
Our lakes cannot be seen to be able to produce enough what we call wild fish. Aquaculture has traditionally been taken as the alternative. Because the wild stocks has declined. And yet the demand for fish has increased with increasing human population. People now prefer white meat to red meat as a source of protein.
From Oguto Hwayo's office, come with me to SON Cage Fish Farm, one of the largest cage fish farms in Uganda. Robert Osinde is the manager here. He explains how their farm uses special methods to grow bigger fish, which will sell better at markets and have less risks of being discarded.
The sex reversal pond is where we give the fish treated feed. The treated feed is supposed to denature the female organ and allow the male organ to grow. The reason why we don't want to grow female fish simply because male fish has better growth characteristics.
While Uganda and Kenya have embraced cage fish farming, their neighbor, Tanzania, has not. The Tanzanians fear environmental pollution and other ecological effects of cage fish farming. Similar sentiments are emerging in Uganda. Frank Muramuzi is a Ugandan environmentalist with the National Association of Professional Environmentalists.
The fish which is reared in those cages, you have to feed them on chemicals. Those chemicals are dangerous to the water, but also to other species, other biodiversity in the lake, in the water. We don't have capacity as a country to monitor the impact in the water.
Uganda's National Environment Management Authority, NEMA, has been approving the establishment of cage fish farms on Lake Victoria. But the authority did not respond to DW's request for a comment on the matter. Scientists around the lake are mindful of these concerns. They are trying to develop standards as cage fish farming expands. Dr. Guto Hwayo Richard says much as cage fish farming is very productive, it can be environmentally hazardous because fish are being raised in a very small area and are being fed intensively on treated artificial feeds, the cause for concern that cage fish farming might spoil the water quality.
We are developing what we call best management practices for cage fish farming on these lakes. Cage fish farming is extremely expensive, so and you are keeping a lot of fish in a small area. If you don't look after them well, then it is not only the environment which is going to lose, but you're also going to lose. So again, we guide farmers on the best practices, where you must locate a cage, the stocking densities, how many fish you should put in a certain volume of a cage, what fish you should grow, what feeds you should use, you know, how you can control, and not just control, but control and manage diseases.
He says the intervention is beginning to pay off.
What we have started seeing, other fish are able to multiply more easily. In other words, they almost become like protected areas.
The challenges are real, but Dr. Guto Hwayo says with proper policies and management practices, cage fish farming could still bring food to the table for Africa's Great Lakes region. Wambi Michael for DW, Uganda.
DW.